This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm excited to be here in the studio. Live. It's been some weeks, and I'm happy to be here because we are celebrating 12 years of an revival that has been taking place in our ministry since 2006 when I came and began to minister in several series of meetings that end up going for 100 days, and the Lord turned loose an awakening that has been going on for all these years. Miracles and miracles have been taking place, creative miracles. Wow. You see, Jesus is the healer, and is the same yesterday and forever. I believe in miracles. If you can hear the sound of my voice, whatever it may be, this is a man that believes in miracles and believes in God. Join us tonight for an awakening service. 7 p.m. DF Campus, Derby Beach, 400 South Swinton Avenue. The opening night was super amazing, and we're going to do another night and two more nights, which is today and tomorrow. So we give God glory for the three nights of glory that we're doing in Derry Beach. 400 South Swinton Avenue, and we give God glory for what he's going to be doing in this crusade. It is amazing. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible when you believe Jesus is Lord and he answers prayer. I'm excited. Call 561-337-9018, and the prayer line is open to receive your prayer request, and we're going to start with you in prayer and believe God to bless you. Because God answers prayer, and Jesus is coming back soon. Let us preach the gospel, be instant in season and out of season. Enjoy, and I'll be back after this message.
An offering. I want everyone here that cannot hear in your ear, either left or right, to stand up on your feet. If you're deaf in one ear or both ears, stand up on your feet. And come right here. Jesus. Jesus. Bring them right here. Right there. Yes, yes. I worship you, mighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O
Prince of Peace. That is what I want. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like.
Make sure they're deaf.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. more time, declare.
I worship you.
Just worship him now. He's here right now.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Now, how long have you been deaf in your ear? Which one? Which ear is deaf?
About 4 or 5 years. It came and go, but I got here. I moved back here about, but the last year, it began to get worse and worse and worse.
What's your name?
Faith.
Faith? God's going to open your ear. Woof.
She couldn't hear since she's a little girl. Since she was a little bitty girl, she couldn't hear in both ears.
So?
Severe sensory neural loss.
How long have you been having this problem?
I can hear you.
How long have you been having this problem?
Well, I've had a hearing problem since childhood.
Yes.
But it's been progressively getting worse and worse, harder and harder to understand. And clarity, it's just, I'm struggling.
And if God can fix it for you,
Amen.
He's going to do it tonight. How long have you been having this problem?
About two or three weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. Which ear?
Left one.
Okay.
No.
All right. Now, how long have you been having this problem?
This ear. My right side. Yeah.
Only 30%. Only 30% can hear here. Can you stretch your hands towards them? You see, miracles are just easy to receive. We don't have to struggle. God just does it for his glory. Amen. God just does it for his glory. He's here to heal you. He's here to deliver you. They're gonna receive the miracle right now. Jesus. 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 You see, I was about to take an offering and God told me, pray for the deaf ears first. I said, okay, I'll do it. That's all I asked him to guide me. So I'm going to ask you to stretch your hands and begin to pray for them. And I'm going to lay hands on them. And we're going to believe God to open their ears right now. In Jesus' name.
Oh, the glory of your presence. We obtain.
Worship him, worship him now.
Give you reverence.
Worship now, declare.
So I rise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory. This place, oh, the glory,
Jesus,
of your presence.
Worship him now. We a temple. We your temple, Jesus.
Give this place.
He's here. He's gonna heal you. He's gonna touch you. Is it for your daughter? Who? Nephew, can I hear? Both ears. Oh my Jesus. Oh my Jesus. You see, I obeyed him. Now he's gonna fix it. Jesus.
We give God praise because that's a moment of God's power being released in these services, and we give God praise for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. When you believe, you shall receive, because nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible, but you have to believe. And when people believe, they will receive, because Jesus does wonders for his glory, and nothing is impossible. We're going to hear some testimonies to the glory of God. 561-337-9018 for prayer.
That's a real miracle. Amen. This is a praise God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I lost my hearing when I was 8 years old. I had a fever, 105, and God actually blessed me last night to actually hear my right ear.
So how did you hear about the meeting?
I feel revived.
Well, how did you find out about the coming last night? Did you see it on, did you come to church here or what did you? Oh, you remember. Oh, praise God. This is a good, praise God. It's a good, amen. It's a good church, amen. God bless Pastor Henry and his wife. Oh, man, great team here. So since you were 8 years old, amen, you haven't been able to hear that ear, amen?
No, since I was eight, I was not able to hear that ear.
And how old are you now?
22.
22. So can somebody do the math? That's 14 years, right? Am I math good? I think I passed math. Let them praise God. 14 years.
The God who serve is a good God, and he answers prayer. Nothing is impossible when you believe Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. I'll lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who is creator of heaven and earth. We ask you to come and join us in the revival we're holding in Dera Beach, 400 South Sutton Avenue. Is going on. It's going to be 3 nights of glory. This is an awakening that is taking place. It began in 2006, and every year we have this special event where we rekindle and set the atmosphere for God to do the unusual. I encourage you to come and be part of it. You're going to be blessed because Jesus is Lord. It's free admission, free parking, 7 o'clock.
Let's do something that is very unusual. Let's do this. How many of you speak in tongues? Praise the Lord. Now put your hand down. How many of you don't? Do you want to get it? This is your night. Somebody say, this is my night. This is my night. This is my night. Amen. I'm going to receive everything that God has promised to do for me. And I'm not going to leave without a blessing. I'm not going to leave without a touch. I'm not going to leave without a miracle.
He's going to do more tonight. Amen. I want to thank you for coming. And God bless the ushers. When you came in, we have a free newsletter for you. It's about our ministry, a lot of testimonies, a lot of great things there.
If you're interested to come to this crusade tonight, I want to remind you that there's a ministry will help you get a ride if you need a ride to go to this revival service that is taking place in Derry Beach, 400 South Sutton Avenue. Just call 561-337-9018. And also, you can go to the website, powerevangelism.net. Powerevangelism.net. That's the website. And when you go to the website, we will be able to you'll be able to submit your progress. Also, when you go to the website, you'll be able to receive communication about upcoming events, and also get our products, and also know where we we're going to be having events next. This weekend, I'm in Dera Beach, and I'm going to be in Minneapolis for another crusade next week. Let's hear from you today. I'll be back after this message.
Just bless them. Pray for them. I've never seen this kind of altar call in my life ever since I began to preach. When I just experienced what the Lord is dealing with in the joy of bringing souls to Him. It is so real. This is real salvation. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. I hear angels singing praise.
Delivered from demonic witchcraft bandages that I can't explain with human understanding. Words. I mean, we've seen people that were in witchcraft curses, spells, hexes, stripped of their life and delivered. In one specific situation that I remember, a woman came with she had a deep infection on one of her ankles, and it was really rotten, and she was very sick. And she came when the glory of God was present, and the Lord dried it instantly. Supernaturally, the Lord dried it. That's how God works. When the glory of God is released and is present, those kind of creative miracles take place. So the Lord delivered her, and she could walk on the leg. I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears stopped. And when God's presence is lingering in the atmosphere, God is able to crush those evil things that are stuck on them and that are holding them, that are causing them to be kept in bondage. And it's impossible with man, but it's possible with God. So the Bible says that it's very important for the people of God to take the eyes of human understanding and place it on God. And I forget, there was a woman that had been bewitched so much that the cancer she suffered from was spreading all over her body. It had gone to the brain also. And by word of knowledge, the Lord delivered her instantly. She felt the presence of God come on her. And when she went to the hospital, when they checked, they ran several tests. They could not find the cancer because God took the cancer away. Miracles like that happen only in the glory of God. So we have witnessed the power of God in such unusual magnitude. When faith is released, mountains are removed. For that faith, it is impossible to please God. So I want to encourage you today to come and join us either tonight or tomorrow. If you have any bondage in your body, if you show up, God is going to crush it, because it's still on the throne. And the answer is prayer, and it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to pray for you. I want to believe God to move in your life. And these are the last days, and Jesus is coming back soon, and he's going to set you free from all bondage before he returns. We want to see the glory of God move. We want to see miracles happen. Call 561-337-9018 or visit us on powerevangelism.net for more information about our special services. 400 South Sooner Avenue, there for tonight and tomorrow.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche.
The best is yet to come.
I command this autoimmune disorder in your body to cease. Your body ain't gonna fight this.
Look at this. He's here. Give praise. Give him praise. She kept breathing on this. Now she's breathing normally. How do you feel?
You're great.
She feels great. Give God glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Autoimmune disorder. Lupus. She had lupus, and the Lord removed the lupus out of her because she came in the glory. Yeah, so if you're sick, just be in the glory and God will touch you, and you'll be delivered. a service last week at the Crabbe Center that was totally paralyzed halfway down, and she began to walk for the first time in many months. Yeah, so I give God glory for that, and I want to encourage you to step out of fear and step into faith and believe God to bless you. God is a good God. 561-337-9018. That's the number I encourage you to call for prayer. And we believe God to bless you and to deliver you, to set you free. I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from heaven, from the Lord, who is the creator of heaven and earth. And he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. So, if you're depressed, if you're discouraged, if you're oppressed, God can still move in your life today. If you're depressed, if you're discouraged, God can still touch you. Just trust him, and he will guide you to victory. I've got a special message I'm going to share shortly here about the awakening, about the move of the Holy Spirit. I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible when you believe.
Lord, yes, Lord, amen.
Who's up? Yes.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
You
yes,
gotta make
yes,
the devil
Lord.
Back tonight.
Yes, Lord, amen.
We're gonna say this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on.
Blessed be your name.
Put your, come on. Put your hands up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Miracles still happen, and Jesus does them for his glory. And nothing is impossible with God. When we believe, he will do it, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Where that's what the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm going to read you some testimonies now. You can get this newsletter by going to the website. We have some powerful testimonies that if you read this newsletter, they'll help boost your faith. I'm going to read you two. Here is one. I was diagnosed with kidney stones that caused me severe pain. I can't came to the revival service, Apostle prayed for me by word of knowledge, believed, and I received. The Lord Jesus touched me right there when I went to the hospital. The next day, my doctor ran tests on me. The results came back without a trace of stones in the kidney. Glory to God. Now, Jesus did that for this daughter of his, and we give God praise. I'm going to read you another one here. This is evidence of the power of God. After our daughter was attacked by the devil, she lost her mind to an extent that she could no longer stay in school or even recognize her parents and sibling. When we came to the Miracle Crusade, Apostle Ronald prayed for our daughter, being led by the Holy Spirit. Professor Ronald got delivered. Now she has her mind back. She's doing very well in school. Glory to Jesus. You see, that's what the Lord does when we show up in His, in the glory, in His presence. He delivers and set the captives free from all bondage. And that's what the Bible says. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest. This woman traveled with her daughter to Africa, and the witches attacked her mind and switched around. She couldn't stay in school. She could not. She was, they thought the diagnosis, they couldn't figure out what the problem is. They ran different diagnostics and they couldn't figure out what the problem is. You know, they thought maybe she go to mental psychic and psychiatric hospital because they couldn't figure out what the problem is. And she was a little 8-year-old girl that was going through torment. Medication couldn't help her. Computer science couldn't help her. And the family, the parents said, we know we're going to go to the Man of God Crusade. And let's believe God that when we go there, God will touch. And they traveled all the way from Georgia to Miami. I had a crusade in Miami, North Miami. And they came. And I prayed for this young girl. And cast the demon out and prophesied on her. Now she is totally free. We give God glory because it's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Turn with me if you came with your Bible. And we're going to read Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. God has promised to give us an expected end because He has the thoughts. But the thoughts, they progress and they develop. Now, what I mean by that, God thinks positively, but we have to walk into His plan. So the thinking of God is demonstrated through His planning, and His vision is demonstrated through purpose. So as we receive counsel from God and direction into obedience and doing what He has asked us to do, we develop perception. For they that are led by the Spirit, leading is not a one-time thing. You see, when you come to Jesus on the altar and confess Him as Lord and Savior, it's the beginning, but that's not the end. So most people, they will really follow His direction when coming to receive the Lord after the preacher's preach a very nice touching sermon. And after that, they back off and say, don't lead me no more. I can lead myself. No. God has to continue leading. You know, I observe little children many times when they get a little window, they want to be free. Because from the time they were born, you got to do everything for them. Now, when they feel like they got some independence, they want to feed themselves. They want to walk around. They want to discover. It's like a motivation to leave. But when you enter into the spiritual realm, that kind of mindset could be risky. Just like here in the realm of the earth, the nature we live in. You can't let your child wander around in the mall, because they're going to end up in the wrong hands. There's a lot of pedophiles there. There's a lot of people that would like to sacrifice your child or do something evil to them. And you got to guide them, mind them, make sure they're safe. So in a given situation, the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So God thinks and plans, for I know the plans I have for you. So because God thinks and plans, we are to step into his purpose and plan and follow his instructions. But the danger of doing so is the fact that when you do not, and what I mean by this is, allow God to guide you by spirit to enter into the counsel and direction, then you do it in your strength, not by his spirit. Then you could develop what I call the stagnancy, that I call the religious spirit or spiritual pride. Those two things become hindrances or distractions to your walk with God. Let's go back to what I'm trying to say here. The footsteps of righteous men are ordered by the Lord. We are not led by our understanding, but we are led by the Lord. God has to counsel, guide you to your breakthrough. So they that trust in the Lord are like mountain Zion, which is not shaken but abideth forever. Isaiah chapter 49. Turn to Isaiah 49. I'm going to read from verse 4. But I said, I've labored in vain, I've spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet, surely my right is with the Lord, my recompense with my God. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength, he says. It is too light a thing that you should be my servant. Now go back to verse 5. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. So cancel strength. Direction must be in your DNA. The things that God purposes in your life must be second nature. The level and degree of your obedience to him activates and determines how far you go to the realm of breakthrough and direction you're seeking to go to in life. And what I mean by this is, many times we as Christians, and this is for believers, think that when you profess Christ on the first day as Lord and Savior, and that's it. Well, in the spirit it's done, but you have to develop the pattern of obedience which should be second nature. Jesus never rebelled or disobeyed his father because he did not let carnality rule over him. He did not let the carnal mind take over him. He stayed on top of it. I've been studying the life of Jesus Christ. He lived a life of faith, for without faith it is impossible to please God. And what does the Father say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Inside that word pleased, he lived the life of faith. Hear ye him, which means the DNA supernaturally of obedience and yielding of the Holy Spirit will be activated in your obedience. So, we can't choose when to obey and when not to obey. We have to seek God and to obey him in that counsel. Guidance will manifest. Now, the blessing of God makes rich and it adds no sorrow. When you seek him, you'll find him. When you knock, the door shall be open for you. But they that trust in the Lord are like mountains, which is not shaken but abideth forever. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So, counsel, direction, don't separate themselves from trust. So if you trust in God and lean not on your understanding, you will obey Him. Now, sometimes as human beings, we miss God, either in instruction or stepping up prematurely or not stepping in the right time. It's the way the human being is, and these are the mistakes that erupt occasionally in our lives. But don't forsake your first love or break your focus because you've messed up. God will help you reconcile with Him. And that's why I want to encourage you to believe God with all your heart that He will give you the guidance that you need to make the right decisions concerning your marriage, your ministry, your relationship with Jesus. Now, these are the last days, and we know that Jesus is coming back soon and to take the church back to spend eternity with Him. And the process of restoration has to take place before the Lord returns. And this is important for you. I'm going to read Ezekiel chapter 37 and how you can get in the preparation of restoration. It says that the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones, caused me to pass by them and run about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O Lord, thou knowest. Again, he said to me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. For thus says the Lord God unto these bones, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. The breath is what causes you to live. When the breath is cut off the circulation, you will not live. The Spirit of God has to be present in your daily walk with God for you to live. He knows what you need, and He can counsel you and help you to achieve it. And that's my prayer, that you will have the desires of your heart. Now, again, I say unto you, He said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The dry bones had ears, but they could not hear. That's what the word says. O ye dry bones, identity, hear. That's a prophetic declaration. O ye dry bones, hear. So God is speaking to you right now. Maybe you've been hearing the enemy's words resounding in your head constantly. You're going to die. You're broke. You'll never make it. So the thing has dried you up. You are nothing. You're negative. All the vibe is hitting your head. You don't see hope. Now God says, all ye dry bones. Now that's a prophecy. The prophecy has to crack the door open. Hear the word of the Lord. All ye dry bones. Description of your state. Hear the word of the Lord. Now open up so you can receive instruction, because the word is coming to bring counsel. Thus says the Lord of these bones, behold, I'll cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Breakthrough does not come in the physicality of our manageability. It comes within the drop of the word in the spirit. That's why it has to be prophesied. And I'm going to make a very powerful statement. It comes by revelation, because something that God is doing in the spirit has a lasting worth, but your understanding has to adjust so you can interrupt God in this process. That's why God put man to sleep to make a woman. When you try to figure things out, you're going to be frustrated. When you try to put your understanding in this operation, you will hit a stone wall. I want to speak to those that feel like giving up, that are sick, that have lost words and don't know what to say or do. God is good. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, this news and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Now let's backtrack to this. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I prophesied there was noise. When a prophetic word is released, it shifts things in the spirit. Behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. Bone to his bone. In the spirit, there is a word that has to come forth to activate the structuring of what God is about to do. I am excited about this word. I mean, I just don't know how to put it in words, but I want to say this. Like I was sharing last night in the revival, the devil is interested in everything that you say more than is interested in what you do. So stop speaking negativity. Stop speaking negativity. Begin to speak positive. Decree the word of God. Be anxious for nothing, but make your request known to God. The sick shall be healed. The oppressed shall be set free. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So because the joy of the Lord is our strength, he will carry us through what we call a storm. The storm is over. Storm has a name, but it's over in your life. Believe God that before the end of this month, things will change, shift, get better. In Jesus' name. 561-337-9018. We have a prayer line. You can call the prayer line. We're going to stand with you in prayer and believe God to bless you. I'll be back after this message. Jesus.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Who's up? Do you say
yes? Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
You
yes,
got to
yes,
make the
yes,
devil
Lord.
Mad tonight.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
yes, yes,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
We're going to say this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on.
Blessed be your name.
Put your, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands up.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hey.
Blessed be your glory.
Hallelujah. We're back again to our broadcast right now. We're talking about hearing the word of God, and then that will cause restoration. The sound of restoration that is coming has to come in the spirit. Yes, if it comes in the spirit, then you're going to hear it, because once you hear it in the spirit, you can act on it. And then once you move into the direction of what God is doing, then you're guaranteed to be a believer that experiencing what you believe. There's a lot of stagnancy in your life that is caused by not following instructions, but God is able. Drop that anxiety into the trash. Let go of the fear and unbelief and trust the Lord. Lean not on your understanding, but all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That is the Spirit of God speaking to us. Church, awake, arise, and you see the hand of God in your life. I'll be back after this message.
Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Who's up? Do you say yes?
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord,
you
yes,
gotta
yes,
make the devil
Lord.
Back tonight.
Yes, Lord, yes. Yes,
praise the Lord. I'm back again. I want to invite you to come and join us today in our special revival awakening service today and tomorrow, 7 p.m. Go to our website, powerfinding.net. Millions have been touched through this awakening for the last 12 years. We want to remind you that the Spirit of God is know Jesus in your heart, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. Simply say to me, Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart and save me. I repent of my iniquity and my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Let me say one more time. If you want to receive Jesus in your heart, you have an opportunity now to repeat these words after me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. Redeem me from all my iniquity by saving me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. In Jesus' name, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Let's carry the cross and follow Jesus. I pray that your soul will be in his hands for safety, for counsel and guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe in miracle and I believe in God. We're going to pray for the sick tonight. We're going to cast out devils. We're going to prophesy. You need the prophetic. So we're going to prophesy tonight. And sound is going to be released to cause the prophetic awakening to shift to the right direction, the atmosphere. And deliverance will take place. So come join us. Be blessed. And this is Piercing Darkness Show. We're experiencing the glory of God and the power of God in such unusual ways. And if you need a right to come to this service, you can simply go to our website. And once you go to the website, we'll be able to give you information on how to obtain a right. Or you can call us and we'll give you information on how to get there. But it's simple, just take I-95 and get off Atlantic and then go east to Swinton Avenue. Atlantic is exit 57. If you're driving a military or Dixie, just go straight until you reach Atlantic. And if you're on Dixie, you're going to go west. But if you're on military or Congress, you're going to go east to Swinton Avenue. It's easy to find. I want to minister to you, I want to pray for you, and just believe God to bless you. It's not true for you to come in and be blessed. Last week, we had people that came in from Jamaica, New Orleans, Louisiana, overseas, just for tender crusade. So you believe God, God will bless you. Nothing is impossible when you believe. I've seen the hand of God do the most unusual things. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to go to our website today and submit your request. Okay, stand with you in prayer. I also want to encourage you to watch our TV show, which comes to you Sundays at 5 p.m. I also encourage you to join us in one of our services. We worship God in the morning, 11:30 and 7 p.m. on Sunday night. We want to see you blessed and encouraged. So visit our website to get more information. I also want to encourage you to partner with this ministry as we reach the lost. You can do so by going to our website and sign up to be a partner. You can do so by going to our website and apply. Partners benefit. We want to make sure you get those benefits. And also we have some free material like the newsletter. You can download it and read it. And also I want to send you the prayer CD. And we're going to make it available for you to download some of the sermons that I preach into your phone. We're going to upgrade our website so you'll be able to get all these products downloaded into your audio collection on your library. Make it easy for you to get the message. PowerEvangelism.net. 12 years of awakening in South Florida. We've seen the Lord move incredibly here for his glory through the years. Get on board, partner with us, pray with us, and stand with us as we take the power of God across the nations to the glory of God. May God bless you. I'm excited about tonight and 7 p.m. I want to invite you to come. I'm going to pray right now. Father, thank you for those that are joining me through social media, those who are listening to me on the radio, on the internet, that are sick. I ask you to heal them and to set them free. Those who are oppressed, ask you to deliver them. There is a curse lingering around someone. remove it. If it's defilement, remove it. If there's destruction, crush it. I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or seed begging for bread. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Father, thank you for those that have walked away from the wickedness and turned to you, that Lord, you have them mature in the things of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is the gospel. It must be preached as witnesses come to Jesus. And the end is here, because the Lord is coming back soon. As what's happening in the world, it's a sign of the end time. So we want to encourage you to keep the faith and not lose the faith, because the faith you stand in will never, ever dissipate, because faith in the Word of God will deliver on its promise. And God is a God of counsel and wisdom. He will encourage you in this battle you're in to win. Turn your eyes on Jesus and be strong. Your praise report is about to join our collection. Email us your testimony. Last week a young girl came and said, when you went personal, Lucy, when you went personal support for me, and I lost 35 pounds. Praise the Lord. I mean, you know, to a woman losing 35 pounds supernaturally, that's unheard of. I mean, you know, you take you 6 months to lose 35 pounds, and it rearrange your eating, you know, schedule and choices. She lost it supernaturally. Isn't that amazing? I mean, a woman received gold brown hair supernatural, which replaced her gray hair. I know miracles don't change people, but they get your attention. And the Spirit of God will change your heart. So we're not seeking miracles, we're seeking the healer. And look forward to see you. DF Campus 400 South Swinton Avenue in Derry Beach. God bless you, and I'll see you next week at the same time.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.